또 이해하십사 부탁드리세요. 제구 담무도시 만차갈파사로메스 그다신득장미와자 스파티타남 파오니스 바이스나메스 नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमो गौरस्ति गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तरभक्ताय नमः यं प्रप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो तं सर्वभूषणम् त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति देखे राधे मां शरणं It has been explained Srimad Bhagavata has explained from beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It has been explained. First Krishna Das Goswami thought about all the established sources. The mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mode of Sarup Samudra Raya Ramananda, by Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Sarup Samudra was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Puri. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, his all prominent associates like Radha Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Sikhi Maiti, Madhuri Devi, Sarvam Bhattacharya, all began to disappear. Some of them disappeared. Then Raghunath Das Goswami left Puri and come to Vrindavan. So to give up his life in Yamuna or falling down from
Yamuna.
But fortunately he has the association of Rupa and Sanat. They used to love him like LPL were brother and son. They advised him to be in Radha. And here, after Rup Goswami, Sanat Goswami, he was determined what to do. He was left feeling so separation. And in the meantime, Krishna Das Goswami went to Radhakrishna and he had the fortune to have the association of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And having so many things from his remembrance, in his old time, old age, he wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is really explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. in first and second chapter, he has done vandana, namaskar. What? Namaskar, vandana, there is no?
Offered prayer.
Yes. To his guru, Shiksha Guru, first of all. The rule and regulation of the Vaishnava culture is to remember first of all his animals, Diksha Rupa. But he is remembering Mantra Guru or Jato Shiksha Guru. Mantra Guru and Shiksha Guru both. He has just clearly written the Guru of him, Diksha Mantra Guru. But clearly they have written the name of Shiksha Guru, Sri Rup Sanatana Bhattaratna, Sri Gopal Bhattadasaratna. Clearly they have written. And he has told that the Guru Nishtha is the backbone of the Bhakti Yoga. If anyone has no Guru Nishtha, a strong belief in his Gurudev. And actually his Gurudev is not bona fide Guru. Then his faith will shake like pendulum. And he will not advance in bhakti. He cannot enter in bhakti Guru. So a devotee, anyhow he has realized that way to do bhakti of Krishna. He will be fortunate if his Gurudev is so strong and bona fide. The symptom that he has given, that bona fide Gurudev is very qualified in all kinds of Vedic grants, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he can remove all the doubts in any devotee. Listen. Secondly, he should have been realized what is Supreme Person, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should be a realized devotee. Especially, he will be observed always in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very much attached. And always he will be attached in hearing and telling Hari Katha of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thirdly, he should be detached from all worldly desires. If he is so, then he is Guru. Otherwise, he may fall down at any time. That in India we are seeing this. Very renowned and very prestigious.
Famous.
Renounced order, sannyasi men, or fun, so much. Nowadays, especially in ISKCON, we see about more than 75 or 90 going down. So, anyone is so fortunate to have this very bona fide Guru. So he is doing pranam to all his Gurus. Because this is the best form of bhakti. So we should consider it that when we are going to do any Guru, we should try to taste something, whether he is actual guru or not. He can revive or doubt or not. His desires are attached in worldly desires, lust and all these things. And guru should also see the devotee that really they want Krishna bhakti or not. If they are, he is in doubt, he will wait for some time. And then he will say, oh yes, he wants really Krishna bhakti from the core of heart. So he should be happy. Otherwise, we are seeing that, oh, he is very wealthy person, very prasiddha, famous person. If I will make anyhow, who can prove this man as a devotee? I can initiate. Then I can gain so many things, so much wealth, so much reputation, and so many disciples can come through him. Then this is not process. Then we should try to draw giving initiation. If we see that he has really some interest to have bhakti, he wants, then we should try to help. If you are giving initiation to those who are not actually like this, then their bhakti, the bhakti of Gurudev, may also go down. After this, then doing bandana of Gurudev and Vaishnava, he comes on the subject, the reason of coming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? He should have explained what is Shraddha, what is Nishtha, what is Ruchi, Asakti. Gradually he had explained, but not doing so. At once he comes on the very grave subject. What is that? Krishna prema. The mode of Srimati Radhika. Why he is doing so? He is telling Anarthi Charing Kira Tarna Tirna Kalo Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is very high class. Really Braja Prem, and in Braja Prem he is telling Gopi mood, and in Gopi mood he is explaining about a special mood of Srimati Radhika Mahabhav. Why he is doing so? Nowadays so many devotees are in confusion. Why Narayan Maharaj is telling all these things? We are not any qualified for hearing this. They may also in confusion, and that is why in confusion they don't read Chaitanya Chaitamrita all this. Anything in Chaitanya. Only they read Gita. And also not in proper way. So we can here consider why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami told all these things in very beginning when a devotee don't know anything, ABCD of bhakti. Why he did it? In the beginning he began to do like so. Because the reason is this. He has told clearly all these things. That A devotee wants to enter in the realm of bhakti. He should know, he should first decide what he wants. What he wants. What is his aim and object of the life. Then sadhana will be done afterwards. If you are knowing the subject, what we want, what is the object of our life, then what we are going to do sadhana? So first, if I am thirsty, then what should I do? I will have to see where water is there and then consume water. If you are so much thirsty and anyone is giving you fan, will it be proper? If a man is feeling so much cold, you should give him very cold water with ice. Will he be so happy? So we should know what we want first. What is the aim and object of the life? In our life there are so many goals, and what we want, there are so many things. We want some money, we want very beautiful, all kinds of facilities in what room, house, we want a house like that. After this, we want very beautiful lady or husband, wife or husband. After so many years, we have no child and we are married. And if we think that by this wife I will not have a child, then what to do? We can change. All are changing like this, except India. In India also this is beginning. So we want to be happy, but how we can be happy? So for some persons, the life of the goal is wealth. Those who are wealthy, they want so much more wealth. Some wants liberation. They don't want to come in death and birth. They don't want to. But because there are so much difficulties, sorrow, suffering. But some realizes this, that even by salvation or by jnana, knowledge, we will not be happy. Then they decide that bhakti. But what kind of bhakti? The bhakti of Narayan, bhakti of Nrisimhadev, bhakti of Ramachandra, bhakti of Dwarkadevi, bhakti of Krishna, Mathuresh, and bhakti of Brajendranandan. What do you want? Then it comes that if he wants Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar bhakti, then what kind of bhakti? Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or bhakti like gopis? In the Shastras has been told, Aradho Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramna Kachitupasana Bajubadhu Bargena Jatalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prumattho Mahan
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदं तत्रादरो नः परः। श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर है रिटन द मोड ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। व्हाट इज दैट मोड? आई ओनली अप्रिशिएट ही इज टेलिंग, आई एम ओनली अप्रिशिएट एंड आई वांट टू फॉलो द मोड ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु। ही हैज सेड आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनयः। मल्ली ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्याम सुंदर राधाकांत इज मोस्ट हाई क्लास ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ऑल द मैनिफेस्टेंस राम निसिंग कल्कि बामन ऑल आर विद इन हिम। So, Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar is our supreme personality of Godhead. He is Aradhya, worshipable. But also Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan? If Krishna goes to Mathura or to Dwarka or to Kurukshetra for fighting, he is not our Aradhya. When he is in Vrindavan, especially with gopis, he is our Aradhya, Brajendra Nandan, not Dwarkadhish or not the son of Vasudeva on Devaki. There is something being one but something different. So, Krishna being in Vrindavan, like a son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and the friend, beloved of gopis, is our worshipable, and he is final supreme personality of Aradhya. Aradhya means worshipable. And the gopis, in what way they have worshipped Krishna? This is the highest topic of worship. Worship of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat is the authority of all these things. That Krishna Prem is what? Topmost goal. Like gopis, like Srimati Radhika's mood. In what mood she used to serve Krishna, to please Krishna? That Krishna was controlled by Srimati Radhika. This prem is highest thing, supreme goal of life. So, we should know. You should see your pocket and then go to any market shop. If you want to purchase a pure golden necklace full of jewels, so many, then don't go to vegetable market. You will not have this. You should not go to iron shops. You should not go to grocery shop. You should not go to silver shop or imitation gold. You should go to any authority golden and jewel shop. There you can have these things. So you will have to go to such a guru. His heart is always saturated in Krishna Prem like gopis. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitamati Kriyatam Kutopi Jati Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Apame Kalam Ko Janma Koti Sukhetet Nalabhyate. In what form you will have? The heart and mind is saturated in Braja Prem, Gopi Prem, we'll have to go in the shop of that class of Guru and Vaishnava. What is the value of this that you are going to purchase? Only value is greed of taking that. There is no other value. Koti Janma Sukriti, by Koti Janma Sukriti, what? Impression. It will not give. It can give sadhusan, merely. But this can give highest topic of the life of the object, that is Gopi Braja Prem. So he has told Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami first that this is a very big market. In the market, this shop is vegetable shop, third class of vegetables. Here this shop is first class vegetables. These are not pure golden shops. Dhru went in the shop of bhakti, but what kind? Mixture, imitation or some sakam, upasana. Prahlad Maharaj went in the shop. He was also disciple of Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Rishi. Both were. But they did not went to in a same shop. Why this? According to their merit. Prahlad Maharaj was much more association he has. He has this association of Narada Goswami for 60,000 years. And whereas Dhruva only for one day, for 1 hour. So Prahlad Maharaj was some better than Dhruva. He was not entangled in worldly desires. One day, Dhruva also realized this and left this and went to Dhruva Loka. But not like Prahlad Maharaj. Also Prahlad Maharaj has so many disciples. They are very high class of Vajra. Like Chitraketu Maharaj. They have some idea of which Gopi Prem, Braja Prem. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told all clearly. If we don't clarify, we don't differentiate in all kinds of shops of bhakti, you can be deprived. So you should know first which shop is, what bhakti, what is the aim is so supreme, we should know. That is why he is giving all these things. He is telling that after Krishna played in Vrindavan and he entered in his Aparakat Leela. Understand Aparakat Leela? These are not in this world. That is in very ordinary. We can tell that he entered in Golok Vrindavan. Then he was thinking, but that I have done Braja Leela, so many pastimes in Braja. And I have realized this whole world, all kinds of devotees are doing Vaidhi Bhakti to me. Vaidhi Bhakti, you know? Regulative devotion. Why they are doing? They can hear and read in Shastra. If anyone is serving their father, mother, all demigods, and they are very true speakers, doing so much help to other needy persons. But if they are not serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, all is in vain. And they will have to go to hell. So we should serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So knowing this, those who are doing bhakti, they are called Vaidhi Bhakta. And their sadhana is Vaidhi Bhakti. But those who have any chance, they are fortunate, by lust, birth, impressions, or in this life, they have very good association of rustic Vaishnava, then they may have some greed to serve Krishna in that way. So this is greed. If anyone has a greed like this, is qualified to enter in Raganuga Bhajan. If anyone hearing that Krishna is controlled by Srimati Yashoda Devi, and he bounded him in Grindel motor. And Krishna was weeping, and so beautiful he was looking. Even in waiting also. So I must serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba. This greed should be there. Whether he will be so wretched, whether he may be so sinful, but yet, if that greed is there, like Bilva Mangal, then he is qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. But these kinds of bhakti are very rare in this world, very rare. But Krishna is thinking that after I play the pastimes of the role of pastimes of my Krishna Leela, I saw them. All are doing bhakti, but regulating bhakti. I'm happy. I become happy by this, but not controlled. If in bhakti there is opulence, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He is Godhead, then bhakti will not go so high. So He is telling, Yugadharm pravartam nam sankirtan chari bhave bhakti diya na chamu. He is telling that now Yugadharm is coming, now Kali Yuga is coming. What is Yugadharma? Nam sankirtan. I will adopt the method of Krishna kirtan. And by kirtan, I will give this prem. What prem? Braja prem. To all the devotees. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakti, there was bhakti. In Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadit, in Prahlad, in also Dhruva, and in so many bhakti. But that bhakti was not like a rashmai bhakti. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he inspired in Rupa Goswami, then Rupa Goswami unhone unki manobhishth ko purna kiya. Desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then rashmai bhakti came. Then Srila Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Swami Sindhu and Ujjwal Vinmani for this. So Yugadharma is Nam Sankirtan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not come only to establish Yugadharma. He came for something more. Yugadharma parvartan hai ansha haite. Amapina anya nare dite braja prema dite. Have you Chaitanya Chaitamrita? What Swamiji has written for this? Yugadharma pravartan.
My current portion can establish the principles of religion for this age. But no one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Raj.
Any explanation more? What is now you can explain what Swamiji is writing.
So, as Maharaj has explained, in different ages, the Lord appears to establish the principle for each age. But here it says to give this broad frame, it cannot be done by the expansion of Krishna. Only Krishna himself can give broad frame.
He can only, Krishna can give this thing. His powers and manifestations, they cannot give this. Now come in forth. Fifth paya. Nam prem nam pracharite ei avatar satya ei hetu kintu iho bahiranga ar ek hetu suna ache antaranga. Fifth and seventh Adi Chatur, in fourth chapter.
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and to spread love of God.
Nam prem pracharite ei avatar satya. It is true. Kintu iha bahiranga. Not in six. Aar ek hetu suno ache antaranga. What?
Although this is true, this is
but. What is true?
Nam prem pracharite ei avatar. That the incarnation becomes.
So we should know that establishing and preaching Nam Sankirtan is Bahiranga Karana. External. Swamiji has also written this. It is why I think. Preaching to preach, to do kirtan everywhere, to preach kirtan. But real cause of Mahaprabhu coming is internal reason. Also, Advaita Acharya had did so much heavy austerity, kathor, hard austerity. Always praying Krishna to come, at last he adopted the method that giving some tulsi lips with manjari and Ganges water to Shalagram and began to weep bitterly and calling Krishna. Oh Krishna, you should come without it. Anyone cannot give prem. If you are not coming, then I will destroy the whole world. He was qualified for preaching Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. But why he was calling Krishna? Answer. For antaranga reason. Antaranga reason means internal cause. After that, Krishna vatirna haila sastrapna. पूर्वजन पृथ्वी भार हरिवारे कृष्ण अवतीर्ण हईला शास्त्रे प्रचारे स्वयं भगवान कर्म नहे भार हरण स्थितिकर्ता विष्णु करण जगत पालन. ये शुड रीड एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ एंड पर्पस ऑफ 7 एंड 8 ट्रांसलेशन.
Take away the burden of the earth.
Hmm.
To take away this burden, however,
what he did for that? He fought a big war. And he killed so many demons like Kansa, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Duryodhan and his intimates, and after that Kaljavan. 400 That's better. Wonder if not. What Basudev? Imitation Basudev. Like Pondrik Basudev. He killed so many. By this he took the burden of whole earth. So it is real. But it is true. But
to take away this burden, however, is not the work of the Supreme Personality Godhead.
What is the meaning?
The
you should explain something. He has written any purpose? He has left it for anyone else. Is any disciple, a very qualified disciple. He has at that time no time. Quickly he was doing all these things. But anywhere he has written all these things. Short time he made. Then, so Bhagwan nahe karma bharhana sthiti karta Vishnu karan jagat palam. Whose duty? Mahavishnu sthiti karta. Who is Mahavishnu? Himself, Advaitacharya. He can do it. What? Bharharan. Mane to? Badanava. And to? Yugadharma. Ataya Vishnu takhan Krishna sarire. Vishnu dware Krishna kare asura sanghare. What means?
At that time, therefore Lord Vishnu is present in the body of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna kills the demons through him.
Now you are coming to very important matter. You should hear it very patiently and attentively. प्रेम रस नित्यास करिते आस्पादन राग मार भक्ति लोके करे प्रचारण रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुण एई दुई हेतु हईते इच्छा आर कुछ.
The Lord's desire to hear was born from two reasons.
You can come. So much place is here. Oh, you can come. More nearer.
The Lord's desire to hear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence.
Who wanted? Krishna himself.
He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the knowledge of love of
what
God.
What essence? True essence.
Love.
Sweet essence. Sweet essence of?
The mellows of love and God.
Yeah.
And he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he's known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all.
Rasik Shekhar Krishna Paramakarun, Edui Hetu Haita Ichalva. What?
Purport.
There is purport?
Yes.
Ante Yusur Deity
Purport. During the period of Lord Krishna's
very, very clearly and